You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
I'm not going to say that I agree with vice presidential candidate Tim Walz on anything because I think he's an evil, lying piece of shit. So I would never agree with anything about a lying piece of shit. But when he pretends like he believes this, then I agree with him. When he says, "Mind your own damn business." When he says, we have a saying around here. We say, "Mind your own damn business." He's real sassy, you know. Yeah. Real sassy fellas. "Mind your own damn business." Now, he doesn't at all believe in minding your own damn business. He wants to be in everybody's business. Telling them what to do and how to live. But in day-to-day life, that's a good philosophy to have most of the time, I think. Riggins, you're more so about it than I am. I won't keep minding my own damn business. If I see someone, you know, dying, I can go and jump in and try to help. You'll mind your own damn business on that. You know, if there's a toddler wandering out into the intersection, I mean, you'd be like, "All right, I'm just going to mind my business." No, I'm kidding. But there's a fella riding down the road, minding his own damn business, and he's got his dog in the bed of his truck, and a woman starts tailgating him and trying to get him to pull over. He pulls over, and it didn't go very well when she got into his business about his dog riding in the bed of the truck.
She'd have almost jumped out 700 miles ago when I left Kansas City, Missouri. You see, I ain't from here. You know what? That's a matter of your own damn opinion. You know, I don't appreciate you tailing me, following me around. You probably got better to be doing than coming to give me your opinion, because I don't give a...
I think as a dog that's in danger? No, I don't have better things.
You know what? Call the law. Have them. They here?
Not yet.
Tell them I'll be sitting on my tailgate.
Okay.
I'll have all the words with them.
Listen, trying to be an asshole. I was worried about your dog. I was worried about her getting hit.
You know, if I thought that it was a problem, miss, then she wouldn't be riding up there.
Was because I wanted to make sure nobody else hit the dog.
Well, no one has hit her in the past 4.5 years. She's been riding on the back of these trucks for 4.5 years since she was 9 weeks old.
Okay, do you understand that my intention here is not to be an asshole? It's because I was concerned about your dog.
Well, you know what, then? I appreciate your concern. You have a lovely...
You have a lovely day.
I don't give a shit about your intention. Yeah.
But that's what matters in the liberal mind. Don't judge me by what has happened. Judge me by my intentions. I know that now that I'm seeing that I could have overstepped here and put myself in a position that I shouldn't be in, but at least acknowledge my good intentions so I won't feel like I've just done something very, very wrong.
And I get that, but realistically, it's, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I had the best of intentions, but I clearly have, you admit that I've gone too far. Go about your business, sir. Have a great day.
But you can't be a martyr doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
See, you can't be a martyr if you mind your own damn business. Now, Riggins, you wouldn't have tried to stop the guy.
No,
you have called the police on him for having a dog in the back of his truck?
No, there's nothing more American than a pickup truck with a dog in the bed of the truck.
Well,
I mean, it is a classic piece of Americana in our history.
There's one thing more American than that. A pickup truck with some kids in the bed of it.
Well, right. Yeah.
Riding to baseball practice.
Right. Wrong answer.
The way we used what to I do meant. It.
Getting thrown about the bed and such.
Or riding to the damn Dairy Queen because
hell.
They just won the game and the coach is buying dinner for them.
That's right.
Supper.
getting.
And they're chanting, "We're number one all the way."
Dairy Queen steak finger basket for everybody.
Get a dilly bar,
Brazier burger.
Yeah,
killing it, killing that shit.
Yeah, two choices: the cheeseburger or the steak finger basket. What do you want?
Man, she's lucky though that didn't go a different way.
Yeah,
it could have gone farther, you know, in a more derogatory way than it went. I mean, you just pull over some man in a pickup, you know, you're in your little minivan or whatever, and you're talking like this. But you understand, I was looking out for your dog.
Yeah.
And then he's talking like, "Hey, I'm not from here, as you can see."
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear. He went from Kansas City
to
Boulder, Colorado. Like, you knew things were going to change once you crossed certain borders. And dogs in the pickups, I guess, not as friendly in Boulder, Colorado.
Well, but, I mean, just they don't even think. Because they, you know, it would never, ever. I bet you she was so shocked that he didn't just say, "Oh, okay, all right, yeah, all right, thank you. Yeah, please don't call the police. I didn't know. I'm from Kansas. It's different in Kansas." But when he got back in her face and said, "This is none of your business. Leave me alone." She was probably like, "Oh, no." Love that. But he may have gotten arrested, though, in Boulder.
Once I know.
I wonder about that. If the law is different.
He may have already been execute by now, you know.
I just ran across a story, TJ, that I am positive is right up your alley. Here's the headline. "I'm marrying my high school gym teacher."
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
"She was all my friend's teenage crush."
Yeah, but she's only like, what, 7 years older
than me? Yeah, to be fair to them, she's 41. He's 33.
Yeah, see, that's not sexy.
He knew her starting back in 2009. And then then he went on to college and all that. Then their paths crossed later. And they realized they just ran into each other somewhere, started talking, hit it off, and next thing you know, they're dating. So it's not nearly as salacious as the headline.
Now, the thing that I thought, you know, would have been, you know, something that'd be hot about that would be if he were a teenager and she were in her 40s at the time, or at least late 30s or something, because we didn't have. I would have never, ever, ever had a woman PE teacher growing up. The women PE teachers taught the girls PE, and the coaches, man coaches, taught the boy PE classes. We didn't take PE together from middle school all the rest of the way through, where you had to dress out.
Yeah,
you know. But the girls PE teacher in high school, her name was Coach Milam, and I had an orange crush all over her.
Really?
Yeah. She was very pretty.
Ours was Miss Laborde, and I did not. Jackie Laborde, state champ female women's basketball coach.
Sorry, Jackie Laborde. Ace thinks you are ugly.
but because I could see myself running into Coach Milam later when I was in my 20s or something, and her being single and me being single and, you know, hooking it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? I just found Ace's coach.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, and it's a recent article. Mm. She's in the Hall of Fame now. Louisiana High School
Sports doubt. Hall I'm of sure Fame. Yeah.
See if you can find Mary Milam. I think it was her name, Mary Milam.
Listen, with an internet connection and a keyboard, I can find anything in 5 minutes. looks like she maybe passed away.
Oh, really?
At the age of 92, does that sound right?
No, okay. That wouldn't have been her.
And this also, I don't think she would have died in Italy either. Something tells me the gym coach at Winfield, Louisiana High School. I don't see her much as a trap. Oh, yeah, here. No, she is dead. Mary Milam. Milam. 83?
No. She was.
This was in 2012.
Well, how old am I? I'm 55.
Yeah.
She would have been probably. She's probably in her early 60s, mid 60s. Oh no. She would be in just in her 60s now.
Okay.
This is. I bet she's still fine.
Is she divorced?
I don't think so. Yeah, this is the maybe this is Mary Nell Milam is the one you found. That's her. That is her.
That she is.
Oh my goodness, she's still adorable.
Got to get a camera.
Okay.
Well, she's divorced according to Facebook. Hey, Coach Milam, I found you on Facebook. Would you accept my friend request? Just curious to hear how your life is going. I see you're divorced.
And you know how high school boys are. You know, we'd be sitting around talking about how fine she was, because we didn't use the term hot back then. She's fine.
Sure.
And we'd say, you know, her husband ain't giving it to her good.
Oh, is that right?
He's kind of a nerd. You know, he's not doing her right. Like these, like, you know, we're 16. We'll do it right.
Yeah. No, she's never been with a man.
Are there any other pictures?
No, I think you got to be friends with her. Mm. And as much as I would like to add her as a friend to complete this investigation, I won't do that.
Well.
Would Jody freak out if she found out? You're friends with your hot high school
gym coach. Yeah, because I'm thinking about it, like if she was going on and on about some hot man coach at her high school.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden just looked him up, started following him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still fine. Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing to do. No, on either side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.